Alexis, our social media coordinator. She can turn any piece of clothing instantly into a crop top.
Yeah, I can. Like
it's amazing.
I saw her do it with a tube sock once.
Yeah.
And she didn't even look busty in it. So good work, Alexis. Yeah.
These things could stretch.
And yeah, that's a big ankle you got in there.
You may not have known, she's quite the history buff, too. She went all the way back to season one of Selling Sunset to find out who started the beef between Christine and Chrishell.
Oh, yeah. Did my research.
Is that Chrishell more important than the moon landing? In her mind, yes, it is.
Yes, yeah, it is.
That's why to everyone here, she is the morning show's superhero who's single, lonely, and probably hungover. And she just turned 25, so not getting any younger.
Why is this going down?
And lately, her love life is on life support. Lost cause.
Flatline.
Not even rumors of Magic Mike 5 can get her engines going these days. She's just saying, I'm not interested.
Is that how
you would describe it, Alexis?
I'm not interested. Okay. I do say that. Okay.
And you know what? Sometimes in life, when you're presented with these types of problems, you turn to the person who you think could actually help the least. Someone who's been out of the dating game so long.
Why is this
most
always
of her exes have passed away.
Oh, no.
Either from old age or liver spots. But you know what? She's still kicking.
I thought we were talking about me for a second. Nope.
And when we brought it up in a show meeting, Brooke raised her hand and said, Who me? I'd like to help that young whippersnapper get some play.
Yeah, she did.
Of course
like
you would, Grandma.
When your mom's like, I met a nice boy for you.
Yeah.
Not old enough to be your mom.
That's why we tried something that we have never attempted on this show before. Alexis, what did you reluctantly agree to do?
Oh, I let Brooke take my phone and go on a dating app for me.
Oh, good God.
I know.
Why?
This is really exciting. This is my first time ever on Hinge.
Exciting for you. Ooh. Risky for Alexis.
I did have to explain the app for a while for her.
So what was the plan here, Brooke? Do you use the same tactics as when you peruse Ashley Madison? Or did you like put Zaddies in the search bar? Like, what's the strategy?
Well, I wanted to find someone who wasn't wearing sunglasses in their photo. My God, they all wear sunglasses, okay?
Whoa. I didn't realize.
And two, I thought Alexis, she's 25. She needs somebody kind of responsible, still fun, and hot.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And I think I flirted pretty well for her.
Oh, you even did the messaging and the flirting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you were Alexis.
Yeah, we're going to go through who I have found.
Okay. Well, I can already tell we're doomed from the start, but tell us, what did you find for Alexis?
You started with him, boys. Yeah.
First up, we have a 6'4".
Ooh,
you're welcome.
I'm interested.
Gregory, who played college football. Name.
Okay, you're passing some photos around of these guys, too.
Okay, he looks like an athlete.
Okay. He was. And
his hat is pulled down so far over his face,
that's
you can barely see it.
Perfect.
He was an athlete.
And he said in his profile, I've never had condiments, ketchup, mustard, ranch, or mayonnaise. So I wrote him back as Alexis.
Oh, right. No. You replied to that?
Yeah. And I said, I don't add milk or butter to my Kraft Mac. I understand what it's like to be ostracized for food choices.
What? I don't even know what ostracized means, bro.
We're both food weirdos. You want to go out?
Why'd you have to use that word?
Yeah. You sound smart.
It sounds like you're saying, hey, I have a bunch of food allergies.
Okay, fine. We'll move on to Alex.
He was actually kind of hot, Brooke.
He
ruined it.
He didn't say anything.
Who
okay.
else do we got? Who
no
else?
No one's written us back yet.
Okay. Let's go to bachelor
next,
number two.
He says he's 5'11". It may be doubtful, but he's Alex. And he said on his profile that his mom thinks he looks like a Mexican Patrick Swayze.
Oh.
Mexican?
I don't see it.
That's Patrick Swayze would be in his, like, 60s at this point.
Well, see, and so I messaged him back.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And I said, I just found out who Patrick Swayze is. Was I pretending to be Alexis?
Young.
I also
Good.
Did just find out who he is.
Literally.
And then I finished that by saying he's hot for an old guy.
Oh.
Nice. That is okay. Only Alexis.
Yeah.
So
you start so strong on them, bro.
Yeah.
And then the end
is pretty good. I'm going to tell you, you're phone is going to blow up.
Yeah, don't ostracize Brooke.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, and you're wondering what the hell is going on.
So are we.
We gave Brooke Alexis's dating profile to take control to see if she could resuscitate her dating life. Who's the third guy you messaged?
All right. Rami, who is 28 and 6'2". This is another tall guy.
Everyone's over 6 feet.
He looks like Jason Momoa if Jason Momoa never worked out.
Yeah, he's really skinny, stick thin.
Yeah.
And he said that the best fat he ever participated in was Frosted Tips. So I just went simple,
and I just
wrote him back and said, which boy band did you audition for?
Oh, I would have been like, hey, Guy Fieri, take me into food.
I like Jose's better.
I do like that. That was good.
Take me to Flavortown.
Well, we can't delete the text now, Brooke.
At least Guy Fieri's been on TV in the last 10 years. So.
What about Michael? Okay, he's in the Coast Guard.
Just because he has the same name as your husband. This is already enough.
No, Michael looks very handsome.
He's definitely a pretty boy,
He looks like he doesn't know what sunscreen is.
He's 6'2". He's 26 years old.
You're doing good on the height, Brooke.
Yeah. And he said the biggest risk he's taken is buying a one-way ticket to Puerto Rico.
Why is that funny? That sounds like a guy who likes to travel to exotic locations.
And then makes no plans. Kind of like that.
Exactly.
He's spontaneous.
So I wrote him...
Oh, no, oh, the way God. You're laughing.
Why are you laughing at this?
I said, did you swim home?
Did you swim home?
What?
Like, how'd you get home?
Because
he's obviously still not in Puerto Rico, so it wasn't technically probably a
one-way
ticket.
I thought that was like some sort of immigration joke.
Get ready for a 20 ha 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 ha.
You don't think I did good? I honestly think I did
You did good for all the other women that messaged that guy. Because they're probably going to get a response back now.
It was better than I thought, just different than I expected, you know?
How funny would it be if this guy messages back and he's like, oh, the swim line got me.
Yeah.
Oh, you are so funny.
Marry me.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
So we'll see if we can resuscitate Alexis's dying love life.
We'll see.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We actually taped that a few days ago.
Yeah.
And we already got responses from some of the guys.
I told you guys, I got game. Okay, we didn't say they're good, Brooke.
Hold on to that because we're going to read them and find out just how effective Brooke's flirty pickup lines were.
Why are you using air quotes when you say flirty?
You're going to find out. We'll do it right after this.